感谢我们的主保守我们在主的面前蒙恩。
Thanks be to the Lord that he has kept us in his grace.
我们看几处的圣经。
Let us look at several passages in the Bible.
因为今早上我们仍然愿意交通有关主的再返来。
Because this morning we're still willing to share on his return.
刚才弟兄领我们唱的诗歌都很清楚地讲了给我们听。
And the brother who led the hymn singing had clearly told us,
主会再返来。
The Lord will come back again.
咁我们在主的面前究竟预备好没呢？
And before the Lord, have we prepared ourselves?
Well, 我们有没有预备到呢？
Have we prepared at all?
我们怎样预备呢？
And how shall we prepare?
好吗？我们看路加福音十七章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 17.
这段的圣经，记得上一个月同弟兄姊妹交通的时候已经读过。
And I remember that I shared with this passage with the brethren last month.
但今朝早仍然愿意同弟兄姊妹一起嘅，再读多次。
And this morning, willing to read once again with the brethren.
路加福音第十七章第二十八节开始。
Luke 17, beginning with verse 28.
又好像罗德的日子，人又吃又喝，又买又卖，又耕种又盖造，到罗德出所多玛的那日，就有火与硫磺从天上降下来，把他们全都灭了。人子显现的日子也要这样。当那日，人在房上，器具在屋里，不要下来拿；人在田里，也不要回家。你们要回想罗德的妻子。凡想要保存生命的，必丧掉生命；凡丧掉生命的，必救活生命。
Beginning verse 28, it was the same as happened in the days of Lot. They were eating, they were drinking, they were buying, they were selling, they were planting, and they were building. But on the day that Lot went out from Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. It will be just the same on the day that the Son of Man is revealed.On that day, let not the one who is on the housetop and whose goods are in the house go down to take them away. And likewise, let not the one who is in the field turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever seeks to keep his life shall lose it, and whoever loses his life shall preserve it.
我们看第二处的经文，就隔离那一篇，路加福音十八章。
And the next passage is in the next chapter, Luke 18.
十八章嘅二十二节开始。
Luke 18 beginning verse 22。
耶稣听见了就说：你还缺少一件，要变卖你一切所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。他听见这话就甚忧愁，因为他很富足。耶稣看见他就说：有钱财的人进神的国是何等的难啊！
And when Jesus heard this, he said to him, One thing you still lack. Sell all that you possess and distribute it to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. And when he heard these things, he became very sad, for he was extremely rich. And Jesus looked at him and said, How hard it is for those who are wealthyTo enter the kingdom of God.
二十九节，
我读廿五节，你读廿五节，读完。For it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. In verse 29,
二十九节话，耶稣说：我实在告诉你们，人为神的国撇下房屋，或是妻子、弟兄、父母、儿女。没有在今世不得百倍，在来世不得永生的。
And he said to them, Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God, who shall not receive many times as much at this time and in age to come eternal life.
好，最后我们翻来睇马太福音。
And lastly, let's look at Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew 6.
由十九节开始。
Beginning verse 19.
不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能受坏；也有贼挖掘窿来偷。只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能受坏，也没有贼挖掘窿来偷。因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Do not lay up for yourselves treasures upon earth.Where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
第二十四节
Verse 24.
一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon.
好，我哋就圣经就读到呢一处。
This will be the end of our scripture reading.
好唔好？我哋再低头仰望主。
So once again, bow our heads and look upon our Lord.
亲爱的主，我哋再一次嘅多谢你。
Lord, we thank you once again.
因为你召聚我们到你的面前来。
Because you have gathered us in your presence.
主啊，但愿你今朝早用着你的话来到教导我们。
And Lord, may you use your words to teach us.
用圣灵引导我们。
And use the Holy Spirit to lead us.
管理着我们的心。
And to be sovereign over our hearts.
我们不单止听见你的话。
Not only will we listen to your words.
并且主啊，你的话在我们的里面产生作用。
And that will produce an effect in us.
求主管理这段时间。
Lord, may you take control of this time.
主啊，但愿你的同在显明在我们中间。
And that your presence will be manifest from us.
耶稣的名祈祷。
We pray in the Lord's name. Amen.
Amen. 我们仍然交通关于主再来 的事。
And once again, share upon the Lord's return.
在刚才我们所读的经文的里面。
In the passage we have read,
尤其是在路加福音十七章
especially in Luke chapter 17,
那里讲到说凡想保存生命的必丧掉生命凡丧掉生命的必救活生命
Whoever seeks to keep his life shall lose it, and whoever loses his life shall preserve it.
并且他说你要回想罗德的妻子
And it says also remember Lot's wife.
我们上一次跟弟兄姊妹交通过这一点
And last time we shared with the brethren this one point.
那里提到保存生命，第一个生命是讲到这个属肉体的这个生命。
And that the preserving that life is the fleshly life.
第二个是讲到属灵的属天的那个生命。
And the second life is the one that's the spiritual that belongs to the heaven.
所以不要被属地的人事物的捆绑。
So do not be bound by the things or matters of issues of this world.
不要被呢个世界上嘅嘢嚟到霸占着我哋。
So do not be occupied by the things of this world.
就系好似罗德嘅妻子咁样。
Like Lot's wife.
罗德嘅妻子心里边满有嘅系喺属地嘅财宝。
What is in the heart of Lot's wife is full of the treasures of this world.
所以当佢离开嗰个嘅灾区嘅时候。
So when they have left that disaster area,
虽然这个人是免了这些灾难
even though this person had escaped from those difficulties,
但是他却不能够享用到神为他预备的那个丰富
But that person can still not enjoy what God has prepared.
所以当他离开了之后但是他又要另翻转头去望一望
So when she had left, but she,stopped and took a look back.
当他这样拧转头的时候
and that turning back,
圣经就说他就变成了一条的盐柱
and the Bible says she had turned to a pillar of salt.
这个是成为给我们一个的尴尬
This becomes a warning for us.
也都愿意这个成为我们一个警戒
It's also, it's also something that we should be cognizant of.
但愿我们在 等候主再翻嚟嘅时候
，so wait for the Lord's return， 唔至于
落到好似罗德嘅妻子咁样嘅光景。
So we should not go to the point where Lot's wife is at。
我哋知道主会再翻嚟。
We know that the Lord will return。
我哋讲咗好多次，并且你一定亦都听咗好多次。
And we have said many times, and you likewise have heard many times。
主会再翻嚟。
The Lord shall return。
主嚟嘅时候，圣徒会被提。
And when the Lord returns, the saints will be raptured。
被提到去天空中与主嚟去相见。
And will be raptured in the air to meet the Lord in the air。
所以喺嗰个主再翻嚟嘅时候
，So when the Lord returns，
我哋无论做紧乜嘢
，Regardless what you're doing at that time，
主嚟佢就要将我哋提嘅。
When the Lord returns， we will be raptured。
因此我哋喺地上边手头上面虽然系好多嘅事工
，Even though there may be many things that our hands are involved with，
但系到嗰日主再翻嚟嘅时候，呢啲嘅所有嘅事情都变成咗冇意思。
And on the day that the Lord returns, these things will be meaningless.
所以如果我们的心思仍然是被这些世界上面所有的事情的东西来到牵制住的话
，So we're bound by these things of the world at the time.
我们就免不了好像这个罗德的妻子会拧翻转头来看。
We'll be like Lot's wife and we'll turn back and take a look.
所以主曾经跟我们讲过一句话。
And the Lord had once said to us,
他说那些手扶着犁头向后看的。
And those who are, carrying, have hands to the plow and looking back,
那些是不配进神的国。
And they're not worthy to enter the kingdom of God.
哇原来你手里面还有很多的东西是放不低的。
Because actually, there are many things that your hands are still grabbing onto and you cannot let go.
那些的东西不会成为了我们的祝福。
And those things will not become our blessings.
只会成为了我们的累赘。
It will become a hindrance.
因为那些东西会叫我们在这受亏损。
Because those things will cause us to lose out.
这个是罗德的妻子那件事情给我们一些教训。
This is the lesson on the matter of the Lot's wife.
但我刚才又读过路加福音第十八章讲到那里有一个很有钱 的少年人。
And we have read in Luke 18 about a very wealthy or very rich person.
他有一次来到主耶稣的面前问主耶稣说我怎样才可以得到永生呢
And the person came before the Lord Jesus and said, How shall I have eternal life?
主就在那里讲给他们听。
And the Lord said,
你有没有守到律法啊
Have you kept the law?
但当时在那个时候
At that time,
所有的律法我从小我就遵守的。
And that individual said that I've kept the law from my youth up.
因为他这样的对神的事情非常的有心。
Because
主就圣经有一处就说主就爱他。
Because on these matters he had this heart for God, so the Bible says that Jesus felt a love for him.
然后主就跟着跟他说话你要变卖你的家财。分俾穷人
，and the Lord said to him that you need to sell your possessions and give it to the poor.
然后主话你就还要嚟跟从我
，and you still need to follow me.
头先我哋读过嗰段嘅经文
，and this is the passage we had read earlier.
咁呢个人听见咗之后呢
，and after this person heard，
佢并唔系话啊主要咁讲啊，咁我就快啲放低啲嘢嚟跟随主啦，冇。
And the person did not say, "Oh, this is what the Lord says, so I'll sell everything and follow the Lord." No，
相反嘅圣经又话。他听到这句话之后就里面十分的忧愁。
And on the opposite, after he heard these things, he became very sad.
为什么
Why?
圣经说因为他很富有。
The Bible says because he was extremely rich.
哇原来他很多钱。
He actually has very wealthy.
很多的财富。
Lot of riches.
这些因为里面这个财富
The inner riches,
使他不能够放低去跟随主
，cause him to not be able to let go and follow the Lord。
所以你睇见嘛，本来佢有呢个资格嘅。
So do you not see that originally he had that qualification？
有呢个资格乜嘢呢？进到去神嘅国嘅里边。
The qualification for what？ The qualification to enter into the kingdom of God。
但系因为地上边嘅财宝
，because of the treasures of this world，
呢啲嘅财物霸占咗佢哋嘅心。
And these riches。Occupied his heart.
因此他本来可以享用到神的丰富的 呢一點佢都冇咗。
Rich and he can enter the bless or he can enjoy the blessing of God, but he cannot get one bit of it.
我哋好多時候我哋都識講嚇。
A lot of times we can say this.
啊，地上嘅嘢就係身外物。
身外物 outside the world.
Yeah, outside the body.
Yeah. And the things of this world is external to your body.
我哋都睇就啊，呢啲唔應該成為咗我哋嘅任何嘅累贅。
And these things should not be our encumbrances.
但係事實上邊就係咁樣。
But in reality, this is the case.
你睇見聖經裏邊有兩個呢個咁樣嘅人。
You can see in the Bible there are these two individuals.
佢哋就係因為地上邊嘅財寶嘅緣故。
And because of the treasure, the riches of the world,
以至到佢本來有嘅
，and what they should have had，
喺神嘅面前享用神嘅恩典嘅
，and to enjoy the grace of God before God，
如今佢冇咗。
Now they cannot。
我就難保我哋今天喺我哋嘅中間。
And in our mess today,
或者话喺呢个世代嘅里边
，or in this generation，
亦都有咁样嘅人。
We have such individuals。
啊，我哋睇俗世嘅事情，睇地上面嘅财宝，紧要过嗰个永远嘅生命。
And we look at the treasure, the riches of this world, more important than that eternal life。
因此主喺下边就话，吓、有钱嘅人进神嘅国系真系好难啊。
And that's why the Lord said that it's hard for those who are wealthy to enter into the kingdom of God。
主会再翻嚟
，The Lord shall return。
但系今天喺主再翻嚟之前
，But today before the Lord returns，
弟兄姊妹，你里边满咗嘅系乜嘢呢
？Brothers and sisters， what fills your heart？
头先讲到呢啲嘅财宝，呢啲嘅金钱
，And really we talking about treasures and wealth。
好似呢系针对嗰啲有钱人讲
，It seems like it is pointing at those who are wealthy。
咁你话诶、哎，我哋都是一般人啊，都是穷人。
You say we are more the general populace and we're more poor。
但是老实讲，如果我哋咁嘅情形，比起譬如中国大陆或者比一啲嘅地方嘅，咁我哋比佢哋富有得多啦。
But to put it more plainly, if we compare ourselves to those that are in mainland China or elsewhere, we are much more wealthier than they are。
当我哋提到地上面嘅财富嘅时候咧
，So we're talking about the riches of this world，
或者话圣经里边提到呢、这个财富嘅问题嘅时候
，or concerning what the Bible speaks of riches in the word，
系冇错，一面系讲到钱财
，True it is talking about riches or wealth，
但系同时咧，亦都系包括嗰啲唔系见得到嘅财物
，But it also includes things that cannot be seen。
圣经里面提到嗰个财宝
，and the Bible speaks about the riches，
亦都系代表住喺我哋中间嘅人事物。
It also encompasses the things that are people, matters or issues。
罗德嘅妻子佢嘅财宝有一啲嘅物质
，and Lot's wife for her the riches is some material things。
同样亦都有名誉感情上边
嘅事。Speaking of matters of reputation or emotions.
啊，这个少年的官
and this young ruler.
他没错，就是实实在在为了金钱。
And true, he did it for those riches.
但是神今天要向我们提出来的。
But what God reminds us today,
或者说我们今天要留意的,
or what we need to pay attention to today,
除了金钱,除了你的屋,除了你的车,除了你的财富之外,
Outside your riches, your houses, your cars, or money,
还有就是你睇唔见嘅，你霸占喺你心里边，而嗰啲嘅嘢系唔能够拎走嘅东西。
It is those things that cannot be seen, that's in your heart, that those things that you cannot remove.
神今日提醒我哋一件事情
，reminds us of one thing today.
主话。我实在告诉你们
And the Lord said, truly I say to you,
人为神的国撇下他的房屋或是妻子或是弟兄父母儿女
Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or wife or brothers or parents or children.
没有在今世不得百倍来世不得永生的
For the sake of the kingdom, who shall not receive many times as much as this time and in the age to come.
再一次的就是说,当我们在地上边的财宝,地上边的感情,你心里边,你收藏的,那些东西,如果你不将它完全地放下的话,
Once again, I say to you, those things are your riches, your emotions, all those things that you cannot let go.
咁对于得到呢个永生呢件事情呢,就好有,呢个障碍。
And these things that occupy your heart, these things will hinder things that are concerning about eternal life.
意思就是说,当你不看这些事情,紧要,
And that is to mean that if you don't, deem these things as important.
咁样, 在属灵的生命,属灵的追求,属灵的得罪的上面,你是会是成功的。
And in spiritual pursuit, in spiritual matters, then you will gain success.
如果神就还应许我们在地上得福,将来得着永生。
And the Lord promised that while on earth, you will be blessed and also in the age to come.
所以看见弟兄姊妹,主一直跟我们说,在指出那件事情,不是我们有些什么。 或者说拥有多少?
And do you not see that the Lord continually has said to us that it's not these things actually physically possess,
而是你对这些东西,你的态度是怎么样,你的看法是怎么样?
It is your attitude toward these matters. How do you look at these things?
刚才我们读过21节,因为你的财宝在哪里,你的心也在哪里?
Have we not read earlier in verse 21 is that where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
你今天看见你的屋很重要,
Today you view your house as very important.
非要一间屋不可,
you must have that house.
这个是一个问题,
so there's a problem there.
今天你看你的父母,兄弟,妻子,儿女,
and you look at your parents, your children, your brothers, your sisters.
那样东西是霸占了你的心的。
And those things occupy your heart.
那样东西是你不能够放下来的。
And you cannot let go of those things.
这些主就说,成为了你的财宝,而你的财宝在你的心里面占了非常非常重的地位。
And these things occupy your heart, and now it's occupied a part where it becomes your treasure and has taken a very prominent place.
在约翰一书那里跟我们说,不要爱世界,
And in 1 John it tells us, do not love the world nor the things of the world.
他说,
if you love the world, the love of the Father will not be in your heart.
所以弟兄姊妹,
Therefore, brothers and sisters, it's not that the world you cannot love. Because the world does not only mean that it pointing to a specific material thing.
这里讲的世界是指着是一个态度,是一个看法。
And the world here points to an attitude toward a viewpoint.
当你看重这些东西,
And when you emphasize these things,
当你要得着这些东西,
And you need to gain these things,
在你的心里面, 你就再没有这个空处为主。
And then in your heart, there's no longer a space for the Lord.
当你要追求地上边的这些人事物的时候,
When you pursue the things or the matters or issues of this world,
就是讲到爱这个世界的时候,
When you talk about loving the world,
你就再没空处去爱主的,
Then you have no open space to love the world, to love the Lord.
有这个人, 他们 觉得有些东西不重要,
and for some individuals, they think certain things is not that important.
同样的东西对有些人觉得非常重要,
and for the same thing, it will be important to somebody else.
这个就是那个价值观的问题。
So this is they're talking about your value system.
星期五晚上我们读那本《正常基督徒的生活》,
and the Friday evening, we're reading the book The Normal Christian Life.
读的弟兄姊妹,我相信你一定有这样的印象。
And for the brothers and sisters who've read the book, you have this impression.
那里提到一个少年,一个人。
It speaks of, it mentions a one person.
他从小就有一个梦想。
And from early age, that individual had a dream.
这个梦想呢，就是说他有一天要成为一个博士。
And the dream is that one day it will become a doctorate.
A PhD.
咁
所以自从开始读书嘅时候呢
，So when that individual begins to study,
佢就朝住呢个方向啊嚟到走。
So that individual goes toward that direction.
并且为咗呢件事要做一个博士，佢尽晒佢嘅力量。
So that individual gave his all toward that PhD.
有时我哋知道有人叫我哋无论人哋点样称呼我哋都好。
So we know that regardless how someone addresses us.
你话都系一句啫咁。
You may say just a phrase.
但系呢一个人呢
,but for this individual,
佢非常非常睇重人哋叫佢做某某博士。
So that heavily emphasized Dr. So-and-so.
我哋或者觉得某某先生某某官咁已经 OK 噶啦。
So we might feel that Mr. So-and-so might be okay.
但佢却希望人哋称佢为某某博士。
But that individual wanted someone to address him as Dr. So-and-so.
所以睇见问呢个博士呢个咸头呢
？So that this title doctor
成为咗佢嘅生命。
Becomes his life,
成为他的追求,
becomes his pursuit,
在他里面成为他的财宝,
in his heart becomes his treasure.
得不得都是另外一件事情,
whether he gains it or not, that's another matter.
但这个是他的追求,
but that's his pursuit.
当然在我们的中间也有很多弟兄姊妹他们有不同的追求。
Of course, in our midst, there are many brothers and sisters, they have their pursuits.
这个是一个例子,
so this is an example.
但在我们中间我们知道有些弟兄姊妹很喜欢收藏一些东西。
But we know that in our midst, there's some brothers who like to accumulate things.
Collect
things.
有人喜欢储石头的话，你知不知道？
Some like to collect stones or rocks.
我有一次去一个姐妹家里面，看到她很多不同形状的石头。
And I went to the home of a sister, and in her home, there are many different shapes or sizes of stones or rocks.
他說有些是收回來的，有些人給人家給的，有些要賣回來的。
And some I picked it up myself, some I bought, some were given to me.
我不知道他現在還有沒有保存這些。
I don't know whether that person still keeps these things.
但是在那個時候，
But at that time,
那個是他的財寶。
It became her riches, her treasure.
我們說，欸，石頭一塊而已嘛。
And we say just a rock.
但在他裡面是一個財寶。
But in her heart, it is a rich or treasure.
還有呢 Esther, 我太太呢她很喜歡呢是書。
And for my wife Esther, she loves to read.
Loves book.
Loves book.
她對所有的書呢都非常有感情。
And she has a lot of emotional attachments to all kinds of books.
所以她呢買了這麼多的書呢都要擺得非常的整齊。
So for all the books that she had bought, they need to be placed very neatly.
有調整的。
There's some order.
有時我拔一本出來呢她又覺得為什麼這裡不見了一本啊。
And sometimes I'll pick a book out and she'll look and say there's a missing book there.
咁當然有人交通的時候她就會介紹這書我這本好書介紹給你看。
And when someone shares that, she might recommend a particular book to that individual.
咁嗰啲人又，譬如弟兄姊妹覺得啊，係好書喎，借嚟睇下得唔得啊？
And then that brother would say, "Yeah, it's a pretty good book. Can I borrow it from you to read?"
咁人出到口咧，就梗唔會 say no 啦。
So someone has already verbally asked, you cannot not say yes.
咁但係咧，有時弟兄姊妹遲遲唔記得還。
But some brothers and sisters, they delay in returning.
哇，嗰陣時又呱呱叫。
And then she gets upset.
有時仲弊，唔記得還啊，直情冇還到。
Sometimes it's even worse. It's not that they forgot to return the book; they just don't return the book.
佢真係好唔舒服啦。
And then she'd be very uncomfortable.
你睇見嘛？啲書喺佢嘅心裏邊係佢嘅財寶。
Do you not see that these books have now become her treasure?
你我都有唔同形式嘅財寶。
You and I have different types of treasure.
唔一定係錢
，not necessarily money.
可能係其他嘅
东西。It could be other things.
可能是你的车，可能是你的生意。
Could be your car, your business.
亦都可能是啲人。
Or could be a person.
今日好多嘅弟兄姊妹，我唔敢话全部都系咁样样。好多时候，我哋嘅子女成为咗我哋嘅财宝。
And today I won't say that all, but for a fair number of brothers and sisters, the children are their treasures.
即系话嗰样嘅嘢，无论谁啦吓，无论好似呢度讲啊，父母、妻子、兄弟、姊妹、儿女，喺你嘅里边成为一个嘅量，系你唔能够放低。
And regardless what that thing is, like in the Bible, it could be your house, your wife, brothers, parents, or children, but that thing is something you cannot let go.
是重到一个地步，那样嘢胜过咗所有嘅，那个系你嘅财宝。
And when that thing has become so important that it's more important than anything else, it becomes your treasure.
主话嗰啲嘅财宝呢，如果你唔撇下，
and the Lord said that if you don't let go of those treasures,
你同呢个永生就会有问题。
And then you have a problem with this eternal life.
但盼望我哋今天嘅交通，
and I hope that this morning's sharing,
喺主再来嘅呢个光中，
that in the light of the Lord's return.
真系愿意能够唤醒我哋。
That it will awaken us.
我唔系指责弟兄姊妹有边一啲对边啲唔对。
I'm not criticizing the brothers and sisters that whether it's right here or wrong there.
只愿意我哋喺主嘅面前，我哋一齐嚟到监察下我哋自己。
But we need to examine ourselves before the Lord today.
因为主真系好快嚟。
Because the Lord shall return quickly.
圣经又话就喺门口啊。
The Bible says He is at the door.
我哋呢啲叫做称为等候主再翻嚟嘅人，
those who are so called waiting for the Lord's return，
喺你嘅心中，而家喺你嘅心里边充满嘅系乜嘢？
What is in your heart today？
乜嘢喺你嘅心里边嗰个重量系重嘅呢？
What are the things that occupy prominence in your heart today？
我哋呢几年都有好多弟兄姊妹嚟结婚。
In these several years there are quite a few brothers and sisters who get married.
有人刚刚结咗婚，
and some just got married.
啊，有啲人就明年要结婚，
and some will get married next year.
我唔话俾你听边个先吓。
I will not tell you which individual that is.
但我要讲嘅就话，呢啲将要结婚嘅人，
and those who are about to marry，
或者话已经结咗婚嘅，你回想一下，
and those who are married, if you look back，
当你就要结婚之前，
at that period where you're about to get married。
你心里边想要乜嘢？
What are your thoughts at that time？
啊，你哋谂住啲乜嘢？
What do you think at that time？
系咪谂住点样去筹备呢个婚礼啊？
Is not how to prepare for that marriage wedding？
系点样佢又要订酒家啦，或者系订呢个聚会嘅地方啦，筹备呢个请帖啊，各样嘅系嘛？
Is it not the things about which restaurant you go to, or whether you have a service here at this church, or these other matters?
都系咁样谂住嘅。
So you're thinking about the.
有人用几个月嘅时间，有人几乎用成年嘅时间。
Some will
等候做呢件事情。
Some will use a few months. Some will might take a whole year to prepare for this one event.
点解啊，弟兄姊妹？
Why is that, brothers and sisters?
点解其他嘅人又唔使咧？
Why is it that the others don't do that?
因为喺你嘅生命嘅里边。
Because in your life,
有一件非常大又紧要嘅事情要发生。
Because there's a very important or big event that's about to happen.
所以你就将你全副嘅精神，你将全副嘅心机都放喺嗰度。
So you spend your entire effort, your energy, your emotions on that one matter.
系咪咁样咧，弟兄姊妹？
Is it not like this, brothers and sisters?
呢个系事实嚟嘅。
This is reality.
所以当我哋睇到话主再翻嚟
，So we mentioned that the Lord shall return.
我哋嗰位爱我哋嘅主。
The Lord who loves us.
为我们舍己的那位主。
The Lord who gave himself up for us.
他会回来的。
He shall return.
讲明了就要回来的。不是骗你的。
It's stated very clear that he's about to return.
就已经在门口了。
He's at the door.
那我们今天心里面仍然想住什么呢？
So for us today, what is in our hearts?
那件大事 就係永遠嘅一件嘅事情。
That big event concerns eternity.
我哋預備好未？
Have we prepared ourselves
well? 我哋點樣去交帳？
How are we to give an account?
當我哋被提嘅時候，
So when we are raptured,
我哋係輕易嘅、輕鬆嘅咁樣去見佢啊，還係心裏邊仍然懷著好多嘅累贅、好多嘅擔、好多嘅嘅東西，要我哋擰轉頭嚟睇呢？
Do we go be raptured with very this heart for him, or do we still have this heart where we still have all these things that entangle us where we look back?
頭先領詩嘅弟兄就同我哋講，嗰一首詩歌開頭會話俾我哋聽主嘅再翻嚟嘅事。
And the brother who led him singing this morning said that talk about the matter concerning the Lord's return.
但係後邊嗰幾節佢話俾我哋聽，因着主嘅再翻嚟，我哋點樣係生活？
And the last few stanzas tells us that because the Lord's return, how are we to live?
我哋係點樣嘅面對呢件事情？
How are we to face this?
聖經俾我哋一個準確嘅一個嘅睇法。
And the Bible gives us an accurate viewpoint.
就係當我哋主再翻嚟嘅時候。
That's before the Lord returns.
我哋今天點樣嚟到？过我哋嘅生活。
How are we to live our lives today?
我哋知道第一点系话，我哋只不过喺呢个嘅世界上边系一个客旅，系一个过客，系一个寄居嘅。
And the first point is that our lives here today on earth is one of being a sojourner, a traveler.
我哋呢个一生蒙神嘅引导，蒙主嘅保守看顾。
And in our entire life that the Lord keeps us and He watches over us.
我们经过这些日子之后，我们是面向着永远的永恒的盼望。
After we spend these days, then we are going to look and go into eternity.
那所以在圣经的里面，我们从亚伯拉罕的被呼召那件事情，我们很清楚看到。
And on the matter of Abraham being called,
睇到人只不过系客旅，系寄居嘅。
And we can see that man is only a guest, is only a sojourner.
你记得当神呼召亚伯拉罕嘅时候
，And you remember that when God called Abraham,
神要佢离开本族父家
，And God wanted him to leave his tribe, his family,
离开佢嘅家园，去到一个神指定佢去嘅地方。
To leave his home to go to a place where God has destined for him to go.
所以睇见嘛，有对家乡嘅感情，对家乡嘅怀念，各方面，神话喺嗰时候要放低。
Do you not see that all the emotions, all the attitudes toward your home, God says you have to let go of these things.
然后跟随主去走去神要佢去嘅地方。
And to follow to the Lord, to go to a place where the Lord wants you.
亚伯拉罕自己亦都话俾我哋听。
Abraham tells us himself.
佢系客旅啫。
He's a sojourner.
佢唔系长期住喺呢个嘅地上边。
He's not there permanently.
佢所等候嘅系乜嘢呢
？So what is he waiting for?
佢所盼望嘅系乜嘢呢
？What is he hoping for?
唔系喺嗰地上边有飞黄腾达，有好多嘅事业。
It's not that he's wishing for a lot of successful things or businesses on earth.
或者是满屋的金银财宝
Or a house full of gold and riches.
他告诉我们他所等候的是什么
What does he tell us? What is he waiting for?
是等候那座城
He's waiting for that city.
是神所经营神所建造的
It's a city that's built by God.
换句话来说他的心不在这个地上
In other words, that his heart is not on this earth.
佢个心系喺天上边
，His heart is on the heavens，
系神建造嘅嗰个新耶路撒冷。
It is what God has built that new Jerusalem。
好多时候我都谂啊，点解亚伯拉罕能够呢将佢个独生仔以撒咁样献上去俾神
？Sometimes I think how is it possible that Abraham can offer up his only son Isaac to God？
而我哋今日呢？我嗰个仔离开我个视线一啲咁多咧，我已经系腾紧震。
And today, if my son were just to go outside my peripheral view, then I'm already very excited.
哇，有啲弟兄姊妹成日都揽住佢嘅，即系揽住都揽到实一实唔放。
And then some brothers and sisters really grab, hold on very tightly on that child.
点解能够阿伯拉罕？哇，神话叫佢将佢嘅仔献上佢都制呢？
Why is it possible that when God tells Abraham to offer up his son, he's willing?
因为咩啊？因为佢心思喺唔系个仔身上，佢个心思喺神嘅身上。
That's because his heart is not on the son, it's on God.
所有嘅心思意念都喺天上边。
So all his mind, his thoughts, and his tensions is on the heavens.
所以因此叫佢放弃咗佢个仔呢件事情唔难啊，对佢嚟讲。
So when it's requested of him to let go of his son, for him, it's not a problem.
因为嗰个唔系一个损失嚟嘅。
Because for him, it's not a loss.
仲有就系话，我哋喺地上边只不过系神嘅管家。
And also that when we're on earth, we are only God's steward.
我哋所有嘅东西系神暂时俾过我哋
，what we
管理嘅啫。
What we possess.Is given to us to manage on a temporary basis.
冇一样嘢系能够系物质嘅东西系持久到永远。
No physical matters can last for eternity.
所以包括金钱、财物、产业，有形嘅、无形嘅。
Whether it's riches or treasures, whether it's visible or invisible.
呢啲所谓无形嘅就系你嘅聪明、你嘅智慧、感情啊各方面。
So the invisible things are your wisdom, your smarts, and your emotions.
呢啲所有嘅东西，当我哋去见主嘅时候呢啲都唔能够跟住我哋一齐。
And when we see the Lord, these things cannot follow us.
弟兄姊妹，我哋系冇选择地嚟到呢个世界上边。
Brothers and sisters, we did not choose to be on this earth.
系神安排我哋嚟到中间。
God arranged it.For us to be here.
他又给我们居住在地上面。
And he also allowed us to live on this earth.
给我们很多的恩赐。
He gives us a lot of gifts.
很多的恩典。
A lot of grace.
好像这些是属于我们的。
It appears that these things belong to us.
但是事实上面这些是神给过我们暂时叫我们去收藏叫我们去处理。
But in reality, these things are given to us for us to manage to be stewards.
这些都不属于我们有一天要归翻俾神。
And these things do not belong to us. One day, these things will be given back to God.
所以保罗喺哥林多前书三章四章嗰度，弟兄姊妹都去见到一句话，就话喺我哋手上嘅所有嘅都系属于基督嘅。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 or 4, it says that all the things that we have belong to Christ.
因为咁样嘅缘故，佢话我一啲都唔拎呢啲嘢嚟夸口。
So because of this, that he will not boast about any of these things.
因为那些是属于基督的，不是属于我们的。
Because these things belong to Christ, doesn't belong to us.
我们只不过是一个管家而已。
We are only stewards.
暂时给我们管理，到时候要在神面前交回出来。
And temporary for us to manage, and we need to give it back to the Lord.
所以看见吗，弟兄姊妹？
Do you not see, brothers and sisters?
因此我们不要为被这些地上面的人事物的影响。
So we should not be influenced by these things, matters, or issues.
亦都唔要太執着於喺呢啲嘅東西嘅上面。
And we should not overemphasize the importance of these matters.
我哋卻願意將我哋整個嘅心思意念擺到去神嘅面前。
And we're willing to give our minds, our hearts to God.
就係咁樣嘅緣故，主就同當時嘅人講，亦都今日同我哋講。
And because of this, the Lord said it to the people at that time and also to us today.
他说你不要积攒财宝在地上。
Do not lay up treasures for yourself on earth.
因为在地上有虫来咬有能够生锈的又有贼来到挖窿去偷。
Because there's moth and rust that destroys and there are thieves that come in and steal.
没一样东西物质的东西能够持到永远。
No physical matters can last for eternity.
都会凋谢，花都会凋谢，都会死亡。
And even like flowers, they'll fade away and die.
我哋知道因为罪嘅缘故，所以系咁样样。呢个系唔可以避免嘅过程。
And because we know there's sin, we know that this is what will happen, and this is something that we cannot avoid.
似乎我哋好无奈。
It seems like we have no control. We have no control.
但系事实就系咁样样。
But that is the reality.
所以求主开我哋嘅眼睛，叫我哋睇见。这个不是我们所要
的。May the Lord open our eyes that we will see that this is not something we should pursue after.
有一次 Esther 在电视里面看到见到一个人。
And one time, Esther saw on a television program of an individual.
我下个一看见的时候哇叫起上来。
谁叫他叫他叫他。When she saw that, she yelled out.
他说是他啊。
And she said, oh, it's,That person?
他见到周润发。
Oh, it's the actor, Zhou Yun-fat.
那么以前大家都知道周润发高大威猛风流倜傥。
And we all know that when his younger days that the actor was very smart, handsome, tall, strong.
但现在看哇好肥晒苍老晒。
And now today that he's gained weight and he's gotten old.
就觉得 Esther 睇哇，好失望啊
！And so when Esther saw that, she got disappointed.
弟兄姊妹，其实我哋睇下我哋自己，揾个镜照下我哋自己，你就知道。
But brothers and sisters, if you take a look at yourself at the mirror, then you will know.
你甚至乎你唔使睇镜，你将旧年前年嘅相拎出嚟对一对你就知道嗰个系咩一回咩事情。
You don't actually need to look at the mirror. You take a look at the picture from last year or the year before, then you'll understand.
所以无论地上面的人事物都会改变，都会衰残。
So regardless whether it's an individual or matter of issues, these things will deteriorate.
都会衰败。
And they will be destroyed.
这些是不是暂时的？
Are these not temporary?
所有这些都是会过去的。
These things will pass away.
因此我们在主的面前我们要追求一些持到永远的。
So we need to pursue before the Lord things that will last for eternity.
我们不是追求一些暂时的东西。
We don't want to pursue things that are temporal.
有一天即使你满屋的金银。
One day, even if your house is full of silver and gold.
有一天这些都会过去。
These things will pass away.
主话唔好积攒财宝喺地上边。
And the Lord says, "Do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth."
因为嗰度有虫咬，有会生锈，亦都有贼嚟偷。
Because it's stated that the moth and rust will destroy, and thieves will come in and steal.
地上面真系好多贼噶，你知嘛
？Do you not know that there are actually a lot of thieves in this world?
啊，如果你今日突然间看医生说、啊、医生说、哎、你有什么病、啊、
And today if you were to see a doctor and the doctor says you have such and such an illness、
啊、他就好像真的、啊、我从来都没发觉有问题的为什么突然间不见了我的健康呢
And then you might say I've never discovered any problems How come I've just lost my health
因为那里有贼来偷
There's a thief that comes in and
将你的健康偷走了
And have stolen your health
可能你的生意一下就有啲咩问题你都唔知道会失败。
And for whatever reason, your business will fail.
或者你嘅感情可能有啲嘅问题。
Or you have some problems with your emotions.
或者话因为战争啊或者各方社会嘅环境改变好多嘅嘢喺嗰度将我哋拥有我以为嘅幸福都偷走咗。
And for whatever reason, for wars or societal changes, that all the things that we possess will be taken away.
所以主话唔好即赚你个财宝喺地上边。
So that's why the Lord says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth."
因为有虫咬又会生锈，又会有贼嚟偷。
Because the moth and rust will destroy, and thieves will come in and steal.
但系主正面嘅同我哋讲，要即赚财宝喺边啊？喺天上边。
And the Lord tells us directly is that we are to lay up treasures for ourselves in heaven.
点解呢
？Why is that？
圣经就话，因为嗰度冇虫咬，亦都唔会生锈。亦都冇贼嚟偷。
Because the Bible tells us that where in heaven there's no moth or no rust that will destroy or thieves that come in and steal.
弟兄姊妹，你要留意嗰度唔系话 不会有贼来偷，他说不能够来到偷。
And please pay attention is that, that is not in heaven, it's not that it's not possible for thieves to come in, it's impossible for that to occur.
是不能够来到。
It is impossible.
为什么？
Why?
因为在那个神的范围里面，所有仇敌敌人来的都没有条件进到去那里来偷。
Because in the boundary of God, the enemy has no qualifications to steal in that bound, within that boundary.
因为神的神是在那里是没有罪。
Because God has no sin there.
是光明。
It's light.
是完善。
It is, complete.
啊，是无污秽、无疾病、无死亡。
And there's no illness, there's no death, and there's no, wretchedness there.
所以贼根本就冇可能有机会系去偷嘅。
So it's impossible, there's no chance for the thieves to come in and steal.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so therefore,
我哋今日要留意。
This is something we need to take note of today.
啊，最后一点就话
，the last point is，
咁讲咁多，点样先至算系积财于天呢？
So after all these things, what is meant by laying up for yourselves treasures in heaven?
弟兄姊妹，这个不是方法的问题。
It is not a matter of method.
这个是考虑哪个是我们的主的问题。
It is a question of thinking of who is our Lord, what is our Lord, who is our Lord.、
Yeah. 当你为神的事情来努力的时候，
When you are toiling for the things of God,
当你将你的精神都放在主的事情的上面，
When you put all your energies on the matters of the Lord,
当你都摆在神的面前，让神的旨意成就在地上面的时候，
When you place yourself where the will of God is now accomplished on earth,
当你有一个这样的心，会在神的面前有愿意摆出你的自己，
When you have this heart to live before the Lord, and were you willing to put forth yourself in this matter,
那个就是正是你积财在天上面的时间。
And that is the time when you're laying up treasures for yourself on heaven, in heaven.
骑长派是神所不喜悦的。骑长即是一只脚在一边。
Oh.
一只脚在地世界，一个脚在主。
Where you are straddling on both sides is something that God does not delight.
所以主说我们不能够侍奉神。又侍奉马门。
That's what God, that's why the Lord says that you cannot serve God and mammon at the same time.
我们知道马门代表着钱财。
We know that mammon represents money or wealth.
但是老实讲，一切不代替主的地位的，那些都是属于这个在马门的这个范围的。
But to put it honestly, that all the things that where is not on the Lord, these things become mammon.
求主开我们的眼睛，
May the Lord open our eyes.
我们愿意都在主的面前，在主再回来的时候，我们的心智心愿意我们的个心思个意念都对得准确。
And that before the Lord returns, that our heart and our mind and attitudes will be accurate, will be correct.
好叫我们现今这个时候活出主基督，将来的时候我们所得的也是神自己的奖赏。
And that we can live out Christ today, and that in the future we'll also gain the rewards from God.
不单止我们得到永生，并且神满意在我们的身上。
Not only will we gain eternal life, but God is satisfied with us.
所以我们提到主的再回来。
So when we speak of the Lord's return again,
但是我们还要留意到我们今天在主再回来之前，我们要应该有的自由的态度。
But we need to pay attention to what the attitude we ought to have before the Lord returns today. Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们再一次的多谢你。
Lord, we thank you once again.
但愿你将你自己的话语放在我们的心中。
Lord, may you place your words in our hearts.
主啊，我们再一次的求主藉着圣灵在里面光照我们。
And Lord, may through your spirit that you enlighten us within us.
你自己的话要发出亮光，要照亮愚昧的人。
And Lord, your words give forth light, so that you will enlighten those who are foolish.
又愿意你自己的话真系成为咗力量。
And may your words become our strength.
好叫我哋呢班跟随你嘅人，喺主嘅面前
不至于叫你有叹息。
And that we who follow the Lord, that we will not cause you to have sigh.
求主恩待你自己的教会。
Lord, may you deal kindly with your church.
奉主耶稣的名祈祷。
We pray the Lord Jesus' name. Amen.